back out of sight before she wore the stars. Time stops and I want to turn back for hard and dreaming.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsall.
And I am co-host, and kind of like if you're the regular class, I'm the extra credit.
Ha! Wow,
Michael McCallum.
Wow, you went deep.
I'm trying to do a good segue into our guest.
I don't think I need to talk anymore.
I'm good.
Extra credit.
We know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I got a big mouth. Anyway, speaking of which, we want to talk about our guest who's in studio with us, J. Harper Philbin, who is just a phenomenal person who gives back to the community by sharing the creative works that he does. For over 20 years, a professor at Grand Valley State and a creator of such projects as Lucky J and a few others that we're going to be sharing with. A special project is coming up. In fact, you're going to be doing that this summer?
No, this summer, the summer film project is being directed by a different director, which is sort of how it goes. I try to alternate every other summer. We did Lucky J 1, season 1, which stars your own Michael McCallum as Lucky J himself.
Yes.
In summer of 2014, and then we premiered it in 2015, and then it did got enough interest and won enough awards that everyone said you got to do a season 2. So then in 2016 we shot season 2. And you know, season 1 is really about Jay, who's 35, young professor, still single, kind of a carouser, you know, going up for tenure. Will he or won't he? Sort of shoots himself in the foot, you know, has commitment problems. Season 2 sort of takes a different tact and jumps to his older colleague, Hugh, who's 60, a few years from retirement, and they get a new conservative college president in, and he's very much a liberal professor, and those two butt heads, and hilarity ensues.
Drama and hilarity.
Well, you know, I've of course have binge watched it, so I would highly recommend everybody. I know Jeff has too, who's our producer today. He's definitely watched it and came out to the premiere of it and thought I couldn't make it. I think I was out of town that weekend or something. But somehow
I was waiting for that good excuse.
Somehow I've seen you or Harper Philbin somewhere that one of these openings or premieres. So I must have been. Many have appeared, and I've appeared at one. But speaking of new projects and things like that you've teased about, please talk about what this project is, because it's so exciting, new, and people are going to love it.
Wow.
There's some pressure.
I really better write it. You better.
Harper just left the studio.
He's got to get to work.
He just pushed an old lady out of the way.
Well, no, I was inspired to continue to write, partly because we just had these local Eclipse Awards in Grand Rapids. And last year, Lucky J Season 1 won Best Show. This year, it won Best Screenplay and Best Actor. And it kind of really encouraged me to, well, you know, maybe the screenwriting thing is something I should pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going back to a project that's been in the back burners for years, which is, I don't want to say too much about it, lest everyone rip it off, but I'd love to shoot something out west in a western setting. I've shot so many films in Michigan and in the Midwest settings, in the forest, in the farms, in the local cities, that I love the western landscapes. I love the national parks. I love westerns, not necessarily John Wayne westerns, but, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Those sort of neo-westerns. And I wanted
Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I wanted to do a modern, not a period piece, but a modern and a Western. But it would sort of, I don't know if you saw Hell or High Water. That was kind of cool
with
Jeff Bridges. But so I'm working on something like that that would be set in a national park, revolving around a national park ranger who is in the law enforcement area of ranger service. There's all different kinds of rangers.
I like this. This is because that's what we've been kind of slowly cooking in the background, just slightly ideas kind of bouncing off each other, and it's
also
cool that like you got that inspiration to move forward with your writing from kind of the accolades and the response of Lucky J 1 and 2, but to go, you know what, I'm gonna keep writing.
It was very, you know, it's really satisfying. I used to write way back before I started at Grand Valley, and then since I've been in Grand Valley, I've been really directing other people's scripts. But, you know, it's an amazing thing for a writer to be sitting in your room, create a character, 3 months later, there he is, you know, in the form of an actor, saying the lines you wrote that night in your room in the middle of the night, and going, oh, wow, it's all these crew people are around you, going, what have I done? I was just writing, and all of a sudden, there's all this. Michael has a lot of experience with that, as you know. He's a filmmaker and a writer-director himself.
Yes, absolutely.
But I just wanted to... I love the West, and I just thought it'd be great to make a film in the West.
So are you going far West or Midwest?
No, I would go past the Continental Divide. This would be a project that I would not do in the Grand Valley Summer Film Project context, which has a student crew, and we really have to stay locally to make those. This would be something I do as an independent feature. And, you know, I don't know, Arizona or California.
New Mexico.
Absolutely. Colorado, somewhere in there.
Yeah. All my favorite places in the world.
Yeah, mine too. So I'm writing it at this point, and, you know, maybe, fingers crossed, we would shoot it next summer.
Wow. I know a lot of people will love that project because, especially now with the national parks being so big and prominent with our government, taking away things that we
definitely
need.
Well, that's part of it, too.
Yeah. I had a feeling, but I wasn't going to say it right off, but yeah.
Not to be too political.
But speaking of which, let's take a break and rent some political ads. No, we will be back right after this.
Baptized in the morning. Baptized in the morning. When my baby precedes religion. Saw the light and she absorbed it. She's a soft dove. The sun's now my sis. Leaving super giants exhausted.